healthy alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. My name is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you're listening to WebTalkRadio.net. What Healthy Alternatives is about is that most of us really want to reach optimum levels of health and wellness. We want to feel better, enjoy life more, and that's what we're aiming to do with sharing our information with you. Every week, I begin the show by talking about an issue or concern you should know about because it can have a really important impact on you. What I'd like to talk about this week is retiring. Retiring may actually wind up being hazardous to your health. With the economy going on and people losing jobs, folks who are near retirement age or in that ballpark are taking advantage of that to actually retire. Problem is, there's research out there that's showing that people who continue to work actually have a significant less decline in their physical activities. That they, in continuing to work, the risk of cognitive function declines. Basically, people do better both intellectually and physically when they continue to work. We've grown up in a culture where, in effect, we work 8-9 hours a day, 5 days a week. It's our primary focus of what we do during the day. When you take that away from people, you're taking away a major portion of their life. Now, one of the ways around that is for them to becoming a very active volunteer in other organizations. There are a couple of studies that have looked at this whole notion. Rand Corporation, University of Michigan, found that men and women in countries where people worked longer did better on a test of cognitive skill involving memory than those in countries where early retirement was the norm. In Israel, they looked at wage earners in their 70s. They concluded work correlated with better perceived health and greater independence for both men and women, regardless of their economic difficulties, education, or illness. Not only that, by working later years, you'll actually keep your health up and you'll help actually reduce health care in this country. So take a look at retirement. It may not be the best thing for you to do from a health standpoint. Now, if you're working real hard and your body's physically worn out, go ahead and retire. But again, find things you enjoy to do, you love to do, especially volunteering, so you can actually help other folks as well. Today I'm going to be talking about dieting, and my guest today is leading a health revolution designed to really help you lose weight in an extremely effective way. He's written a book called Habits of Health. He has actually helped over 300,000 people create health in their lives. You're not going to want to miss this one, so stay tuned for that. If you want to know more about me, you can click on the globe on this page or go to teplitz.com, T-E-P-L-I-T-Z, and you can also follow me on Twitter and Facebook. At teplitz.com, you'll find under the About button where I have a free monthly newsletter on other tips that I don't cover in this show on how you can stay healthy and enjoy life more. Every week, I like to talk to you about a healthy breakthrough. It's new discoveries, the latest information about healthy alternatives you can use for yourself, your family, or loved ones. What I want to talk about now is information that I picked up from Dr. Julian Whitaker, and it's looking at what do you do about shingles pain. Shingles is very painful. It can actually cause numbness in the body. It can cause tremendous pain in the body. It can also lead to a condition called postherpetic neuralgia, which is really unrelenting pain that can last for years after an initial shingles attack. About 1 million new cases of shingles is diagnosed every year in the United States, so it's going to affect roughly 1 in 3 Americans during their lifetime. And what's come about now is a realization: if you had chicken pox as a kid, you were exposed to the virus that's involved with shingles, and it's only people who have had chicken pox that will come down with shingles in their later years. It used to be shingles was a one-time thing it was thought about, but now they've discovered in a report by the Mayo Clinic Proceedings that about 5% will be treated for repeat episode within 5 years of that first time. Now, there are not great prescription solutions out there for you, but there is an alternative, and that is looking at intravenous vitamin C. Intravenous vitamin C is where it's administered right into your bloodstream. Now, back in the early 40s, doctors began to realize that megadoses of vitamin C had the ability to wipe out all kinds of viruses, but you could only take so much before you started to get stomach issues. Using an IV as a way of getting the C into your body doesn't cause any kind of stomach issues. Several lab studies have shown that vitamin C actually inhibits viral replication, and so in using it for shingles, what you're doing is you're in effect fighting that virus, and you're also reducing the suffering from the pain of PHN. Again, that is the postherpetic neuralgia that I mentioned earlier. There's another option, and that is using something called frequency-specific microcurrents, FSM. It's an extremely low-level electrical current. It's considered a microcurrent, and you can use it to treat nerve and muscle pain and inflammation. And patients with shingles and PHN report significant improvement by using this microcurrent. You can learn more about that by going to frequencyspecific.com. That's frequencyspecific.com. For the IVs, you can go to acam.org, acam.org. Couple of other things to consider is taking vitamin B12 and taking between 1,000 and 2,000 micrograms a day in divided doses, and L-lysine between 1,500 and 3,000 milligrams a day. And there also is a topical that you can take to get relief from the shingles pain. It's called Shing Relieve. And Relieve is spelled R-E-L-E-E-V, Shing Relieve. As to taking a shingles vaccine, you want to be careful about that. It's a new vaccine. Its long-term side effects and effectiveness really aren't clear, and it's not even clear if it will ward off repeats of shingle outbreaks. In the original clinical studies, they reported that you wound up getting a 50% reduction in the development of shingles. However, when you looked at the actual statistics, in the vaccinated group, they got 1.6% wound up getting shingles. In the placebo group, 3.3% wound up getting shingles. So you're talking about an extremely low number of folks that got shingles. And so, yeah, 50% level sounds fine, but when you look at the actual numbers, it's actually almost a minuscule number. So you want to look at healthy alternatives, and you've got some now of IV vitamin C, you've got the frequency-specific microcurrent, you've got high doses of B12, L-lysine, and then shingle relief for topical pain. And that's your healthy breakthrough for this week. Before I bring on my guests, I'd like to pause for this message.
Every one of us is under stress from work, family, the economy, layoffs, the inability to retire. These are the realities today. Even if you're doing okay, we all have friends and relatives experiencing hard times. Hey, just watching the news can make you nervous. Make no mistake, there's nothing benign about stress. It can lead to high blood pressure, digestive problems, difficulty concentrating, and increased risk of disease. That's why Dr. Jerry Teplitz wrote the book Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. He presents easy, effective techniques to reduce stress, eliminate pain, relieve insomnia, and gain an overall sense of well-being. Managing Your Stress is fully illustrated and provides hands-on, proven methods you can use immediately. Dr. Teplitz knows how to cut to the chase. He begins working with you from the very first page of Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. Click on the cover that you see on the WebTalkRadio.net page in front of you and buy it now. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and it will change your life.
My guest today is Dr. Wayne Scott Anderson. He's a medical doctor, and he's leading what he calls a health revolution. It's designed around helping Americans overcome the effects of living in an obese genetic world. His best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, sets down a comprehensive, easy-to-follow path for people to create health in their lives. He's looking at the notion of diets and that diets don't work, that about 85% of the people regain their weight within 2 years. And he's developed a system of tools, strategies, supports that you can use. And he's actually helped over 300,000 people. What we're going to be talking to him about is how you can understand what he's got available, the notions of how you can really create a healthy alternative for yourself out there. So, Dr. Anderson, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Thank you so much, Terry. I'm real excited to be here and always excited for an opportunity to help people create health in their lives.
So the first thing I want to talk about is you're stating in your book that diets don't work. Tell us why.
Well, you know, 85% of people, just as statistics support, that 85% of people that lose weight gain it back within 2 years. I mean, it's mostly because people think for a short period of time they can restrict something they want to do in their lives and it makes a difference. And it really doesn't work that way. In fact, if you look at what people do, is they're reacting to what they don't want. And you don't get long-term success that way. You need to really reorient yourself to focus on what you want to bring into being and then focus on what it takes to do that.
So what you're really talking is lifestyle changes for themselves as opposed to quick lose 15 pounds and, you know, forever it's off.
Absolutely.
Great. So then what sets your program apart in terms of being able to accomplish that?
Well, the literature really supports that if you can overcome the logistical and psychological barrier, we can cure obesity in months. And what I mean by that, most people don't know what to do. They don't know how to do it. And they don't know how to do it correctly. They may be reading in a magazine or doing some of the things, Jerry, but they needed one stop shopping where they could go and really have everything they need to get healthy. And it starts with reaching a healthy weight. No question about it. That's the first step. But moving beyond that, what we really focus on is helping people create optimal health in their life. So first thing we do is we get them losing about 2 to 5 pounds per week. And in the teachable moment, probably takes about 3 weeks before they really start to set in. They're feeling so much better. They have so much more energy. That's when we go to work on all the areas of their life, how they move their body, how they sleep, how they handle stress. And in little bite-sized pieces, we give them over time a change in their daily choices.
How much of a kind of reverse influence is the media out there with all the commercials pushing products that are really junko for us? Are you having to fight them also?
Yeah, well, we don't really fight them. I've never been one looking at the competition. I really just look for how do we help people create solutions. And how do we do that? Well, we do it through just focusing on getting great results. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there. The bottom line is trying to get healthy by even monitoring your diet alone, you're not going to get long-term success. And certainly, you know, blue-green algae from the bottom of a volcano, you know, Americans are always looking for the quick fix. But we all know that it's common sense and it's actually changing your daily choices is the only thing that really matters.
Are you also bringing exercise in as one of the prime components?
Not in the beginning. It's interesting. Exercise is a key component of long-term weight control. In other words, keeping your weight off, and certainly a vital aspect of optimal health. But as far as for weight loss, it's not effective in the adult population because it creates compensation. You have to work so hard. If you don't change your diet, try to exercise more, you actually get hungrier. So what we do is we focus first in the habits of health. We focus on the energy inside of the equation. We help people decrease the total amount of energy they're consuming. They eat smaller meals throughout the day. We make them low glycemic and portion control. And by doing that, Jerry, they're going to lose weight quickly and safely. And as they start feeling better, have more energy, then we start adding activity. Because, you know, in the beginning, the last thing you want to do if someone's 50 pounds overweight is get them out running and jogging and pounding their knees and hurting their back. So we will evolve exercise. It really starts in the beginning by just getting them moving more.
Can you explain, because you use the term glycemic index, because our listeners may not know exactly what that is.
Yeah, insulin is the key modulator in our body. It's the thing that determines whether our body's in a fat storage mode or fat burning mode. It also, by the way, is an important factor in how long we live. So anytime you eat a meal that's full of a lot of sugar or easily broken down by the body, it raises our blood sugar. And those are called high glycemic foods or foods that raise the blood sugar high relatively quickly. When that happens, it stimulates insulin. You create this whole surge of high glucose, then high insulin, and then low glucose, and it creates volatility, and it's a very poor way to manage your health. So what we do is we focus first on helping people make sure the foods they're eating are low glycemic, and I do that through a series of color-coded charts. So if you stay in the deep green, you're going to be lean. You know, we make it very easy for people when they shop, when they go to restaurants, so that they're eating things that are low glycemic.
In the introduction that I did, you mentioned something called an obesogenetic world.
Obesogenic world, yeah. Yeah, the world, I like to term it as obesogenic as compared to the way it was 10,000 years ago. If you look at how we were designed to conserve and store energy. That's why we evolved 40 billion fat cells around our belly, because there were many times, 10,000 years ago, where you worked very hard, and it was very hard to find energy-dense food. It was nutrient-dense, but not energy-dense. Fast forward to today, where everything we're surrounded with, 90% of our food is processed, and it's full of lots of energy and very little nutrition. So it's energy dense. On top of that, it seems like everywhere you go now, there's some other machine to keep us from moving our body as much or adding any kind of activity. And the combination of those two and then having a world full of stress is a perfect setup. That with along with very, very energy dense fast food, which is very inexpensive and surrounding us throughout our day, we're exposed to a lot of sources that actually are obesogenic, or means it's going to make us fat. And that's why 68% of us are overweight or obese.
It's kind of like going back to the Walt Disney world where you'd have the GE notion of the labor-saving devices of the future, and nobody factored in we need our bodies to move once in a while as well.
That is exactly right. In fact, just think about Walmart. They're actually augmenting people that are getting bigger and bigger. They now have a set of scooter system to scoot them around rather than have them move at all. I mean, it's really, they think they're doing people a service, but the reality is they're actually making them worse. In fact, the group of very large people is the group that's growing and getting heavier faster, much of it because they're moving less and less.
As a matter of fact, I've seen at airports, since I travel a lot speaking to different groups, the wheelchairs that they put people in to take them to the gates have gotten way larger as well.
Way larger. In fact, standing by, it was interesting. I was in Phoenix last week and lecturing, and at the airport, I was there with my wife, who is, also subscribes to the Habits Health. She's a nurse and very healthy. And we got off the plane, and we had to go down a long corridor to the next terminal. And there was a guy standing by in a cart. Says, "Yeah, would you like a lift down there?" We said, "No, thank you," because we've just sat on a plane for four hours, and we know we need to get up and move. And he was really almost felt like we were being rude to him that we didn't want to go with his cart.
"You're not going to ride my cart today?"
Yeah, exactly.
"I'm going to lose my job." So where do you start for somebody who says, okay, what you're saying makes sense so far. Where do people start if they want to get healthy?
It's make a decision, Jerry. It really starts there. I mean, if someone's not ready, if they're saying, "Oh, well, I'm kind of thinking maybe I might want to," it's not going to work. You have to make a decision that I've made a decision. I'm tired of being unhealthy. I want to create health in our life. And really, the first question I ask people is, if you could choose optimal health, would you make that choice? And the answer is yes. I mean, you know, someone may hesitate, and I'll say to them, I'm not asking if you think you could do it. I'm saying if you could choose Optimal Health, would you make the choice? And of course, it's yes. It's right up there with
people
liberty.
Probably, not, though, when you say that, what they probably hold up and are saying, is it going to be easy or hard?
Right. Right. Well, that's true. But the thing is, I'm not even asking that question. I'm saying if you could make that choice. But that's a good point. It comes down to making the choice. And it's just like if you want to become a world-class pianist, what would you do every day?
Practice.
Every day. If you'd come home from work or whatever you were doing, and you'd practice because it supported what you want. So I
That's a good example of hard. You got to practice. Yeah.
Well,
every day.
No, there's no question. Hey, listen, I'm going to be very clear to all your listeners that no one said it was going to be easy. There is no easy way to create health in your life. There are ways that are easier, and there's things that could be very simply applied, and we can do it over time as long as we adjust all the things in our life. And that's what the Habits of Health is about. Not just focusing on what you're eating, but how are you moving your body? How are you sleeping? How are you handling stress? And all these other parameters that are little bitty choices that we take every day. In fact, Jerry, what I have people do is in chapter 5, I have them do a questionnaire. In that questionnaire, it evaluates all aspects of their life. It evaluates their parents. You know, we always talk about picking our parents. And then I ask them before they take the quiz, where do you think you are in the continuum of health? So everywhere from ultra health to optimal health down to okay health to being sick to being very sick. And they have to put on the little paper where they think they are. And then they take the questionnaire and we take in effect their genetics, because 30% of what you are, it comes from your genetics, but 70% is a direct result of your choices. And then I show them at their current choices where their health is and where their health is going. And it's a big eye-opener, because people think, oh, they always rationalize, I'm okay, I'm doing okay, when in reality is they're setting themselves up over time to have a very unhealthy life. And the thing about that, Jerry, is that it's a lot easier to make these daily choices now than it is for the rest of your life to be very sick. Being very sick is a great burden on you.
And it's hard to come back from as well. So before we continue, I'd like to remind you that you're listening to Healthy Alternatives with Dr. Jerry Teplitz on webtalkradio.net. And we'll be back in a moment with Dr. Wayne Scott Anderson in just a moment, talking about his system for, in effect, revolutionizing the world healthfully.
Anyone who has migraines knows that they are almost totally debilitating and hard, if not impossible, to treat. Or should we say they were impossible to treat? Dr. Jerry Teplitz's DVD, Instant Headache and Migraine Relief, delivers on its promise with a 5-minute migraine cure and a 90-second headache treatment. Learn this natural way to get rid of your migraine with the 2,000-year-old Japanese technique of shiatsu, a pressure point method that's simple and immediately effective. The Instant Headache and Migraine Relief DVD also features bonus techniques for treating sore throats, stiff necks, and shoulder pain. No pills, no herbs, no waiting, just relief. Jack Canfield, co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, learned these techniques from Dr. Teplitz and says, these techniques are so practical, so powerful, so simple. They've done it for me and my family. They can do it for you too. Click on the DVD cover on the page in front of you for more information. Instant Headache and Migraine Relief comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. There's no reason to wait. Click on it now.
So my guest today is Dr. Wayne Scott Anderson. He's a medical doctor, and he's leading a healthy revolution designed to help Americans overcome obesity, living in what he labels an obesogenic world. He's author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. He's looked at the whole notion of diet, seeing it doesn't work. He's come up with a real comprehensive system and has helped over 300,000 people. And he now has a team of 10,000 coaches nationwide who deliver one-on-one coaching to help people develop this notion of healthy habits. So before the break, Dr. Wayne, we started talking about some of the notions of what's in your system. Can you kind of outline what the main parts of the system are?
Sure. There's really four main stages we go through. First is helping people in the pre-preparation stages, helping them understand that their choices they're making today, living in this world, probably aren't the choices that are going to support long-term success. So we have them do the questionnaire. We show them there's a different path. That, you know, if you have diabetes and you're on four medicines and you're going to your doctor every 3 months and he's giving you a lecture and putting you on more medicines and thinking that's inevitable, it just isn't so. In fact, type 2 diabetes is a great example. By knowing there's a different path and applying the principles in the book, we're helping people not only rest the progression, but get off their medicines and literally reverse the symptoms of diabetes. I mean, that's the power of putting your body back in balance. So we start there, we prepare them for the journey. Then the first step is reaching a healthy weight. Other than stopping cessation of cigarette smoking, reaching a healthy weight is the other thing that you can do to dramatically alter your health. So we start there, we help them reach a healthy weight. We do that through either using one or two systems. I have a eating every 3 hours, using a visual plate system that makes it very easy to have portion control, along with eating low glycemic healthy food, you'll lose on average 2 to 5 pounds per week. The other alternative is using a portion control meal replacements, which are a nice way for a lot of people to start because they're not used to doing a lot of nutritional intervention and they want something easy to get them going. But either way, we focus first on helping them reach a healthy weight. And then during that teachable moment, while they've lost, 15, 20 pounds and they feel better, have more energy, we start addressing the other aspects. And that includes learning how to eat healthy for life. And moving beyond that, we then start a movement program. And the first part, the habits of healthy motion, are literally about not taking any extra time, because most people, exercise is something that may take some time, and most people in the beginning aren't ready for that. So what I do is I focus, Jerry, on what are the movements they can do in both their leisure and in their work environment to get them moving. Like right now, I'm standing up rather than at my desk. I'm standing up, moving around, talking on a headset, and what that allows me to do.
Oh, I just stood up. I just stood up. I'm with you.
Good. That's great. It's amazing. Just sitting up straight and getting core balance in you can consume an extra 10 to 15 calories per hour. So we're talking about a bunch of little things we can do to get a couple of extra 100 calories. And as they're losing weight, getting to a healthy weight, we start progressing that. The next thing will be a walking program. And eventually what I do is I teach people 30 minutes a day, which is not very long, that will allow you to have a lifetime of health. I mean, you can use the system I created up into your 80s, 90s, and 100s because we make it something that's consistent, allows both cardiovascular enough cardiovascular activity to get, fit from that standpoint, as well as maintain muscle mass. Loss of muscle mass, people get older, first of all, decreases the amount of energy expenditure, so you start gaining weight because you don't have as much muscle, 70 calories per pound. So by the time we're 40, we lose about a pound of muscle a year after 20. By the time we're 40, we've lost 1,400 calories of energy expenditure, and we wonder why we're starting to get fat. The other part is that muscle mass is critical for long-term to keep the bone strong, to keep you moving, to keep your brain functioning. Movement and moving around and getting activity is critical for long-term brain health as well, Jerry.
There's a piece that I just read recently where they're looking at people who are elderly who are become super athletes.
Yeah.
And what they discovered in the original research looking at loss of muscle mass, they were looking at all sick folks who weren't moving their bodies at all. When they've been looking at folks who are, in effect, really athletic and maintain being athletic or became athletic later, one woman who's 93 and just won the international doubles tennis championship for her age group.
Wow.
So that kind of stuff is now starting to come out there. I think that will also change people's views of how they can stay healthy.
That's exactly right. And the thing is, the baby boomers, I will tell you about the baby boomers, they want to jump out of airplanes when they're 80 and 90. And for that to happen, to live up to the life that they choose and really want, they've got to use health as a priority. And the daily choices they make, the habits of health, allow them to move forward and stay in a healthy state.
Now, besides the book Habits of Health, you also have another book called Living a Longer, Healthier Life. That's kind of a companion piece to the other book. Can you tell us how they go together?
Yeah, basically, the Habits of Health is 400 pages. It's full color. I mean, it's a different kind of book, and I think the reason why it's got legs, it's amazing how many people are buying the book because they're telling their friends about it. And we also, have coaches that use it as a system, and then clients and patients of our health coaches, they love it, so they move on beyond it. But it's a great book, but it's a long read, and it's a comprehensive read, and it gives you all the aspects for your health in little bite-sized pieces. But the companion guide is really taking the knowledge, and of course, knowledge is power. Because I tell you, most of the stuff you read out there by itself, taken out of context, low fat, high fat, eat blueberries, they're the superfood. You know, all this little isolated information, when it's put together in one place, starts to make sense. And then the second part is you've got to actually, to create new habits, the habits of health, requires you to start doing these things. And it takes a while, in small little steps, it takes a while for you to actually gain the ability to do that. So what I do in the companion guide is really teach people how to create these new habits and do it very simply. And then the workbook part of it allows them to go through the chapters of the book, like on sleep, and do a sleep log to see what they're doing. Are they straightening? Are they getting the TV out of their bedroom? Are they making sure they're not doing cell phone calls within 30 minutes of going to sleep? So it's a really practical companion to help them put into practice all of the pieces that we talk about in the Habits of Health.
Now, how do you then make it easy and doable? Because we talked a little bit earlier about how hard is it going to be. How does the easy and doable come in for how you're working with folks?
Well, because what we do, Jerry, is we don't try to do it all with one thing. So, you know, you have the diet enthusiasts that try to do it all with diet, and you have the exercise enthusiasts that try to do it with exercise. Really, my approach is, how do we help you create health in your life? We start off, we have a lot of tools to help you. I love meal replacements. I'm the medical director of a company called, well, Take Shape for Life is what I've created, and the company that makes meal replacements is Metafast, and they're very cost effective. And what's nice about that is by using meal replacements, if that makes sense, you can do it without meal. You can do it in the book. It teaches you how to do it all yourself. And certainly we want to teach you how to eat whole foods and all the things that are important. But in the beginning, for most people, they need something to get them started. So one real simple way to get them started is if they can eat every 3 hours, we can help them lose 2 up to 5 pounds per week. And then what I do is I actually get them a coach for free that costs nothing more than the cost of the meal replacements. They get a free coach that uses the Habits L system. And what they can do then is over the phone virtually learn how to create health from what I like to call a microenvironment of health. We make them from home, not having to go to an office or to a facility or go somewhere else. From the comfort of their home, costing no more than regular food, we teach them everything they need, give them the nursing calls, doctor calls, online support if they like that. They have nursing, nutritional support, and all those things are free. And they get those things. And what it does is it puts this bubble, this protective bubble around them to protect them from the BCGenic world. And then over time, and it takes time. You know, it's not something, we can get you to a healthy weight pretty quickly. On average, our patients and clients lose about somewhere around 50 pounds in 16 weeks. Which is pretty significant. But beyond that, we teach them, as you said, all the daily choices, the lifestyle choices now, and reinforce those in little baby steps. We don't get them out running marathons in the first few months. That's not, you know, if they want to do that, that won't come until after a lot of the other pieces are in place.
So they go just as far as stand up at your desk for at the beginning.
Well, that's a good start. You know, I can show you between at work, going and using the not using the elevator, the escalator, using the stairs, using the restrooms at the other end, getting an exercise ball, one of the ball seats they can sit on, you know, at home, raking the lawn rather than using the leaf blower. There's a lot of little things that very quickly can get people back on the road to good health.
So how does the medical community respond to what you're doing?
Well, they're absolutely in love with it. I mean, it's incredible. I have the quickest growing group of coaches I have are in my professional division. They're doctors that are sick and tired of putting people on more medicines. In fact, they say the most fun they have is when one of their patients that's using the Habits of Health comes in, because they're getting off medicines, they're feeling better, they're going from surviving to thriving. And in essence, what we're doing is we're moving medicine into the third era. In the first era, it was really about infectious disease control, the public health issues, you know, from Hippocrates to the 1950s. In the 50s, we started to declare war on chronic diseases, and obviously our technology, we went after open heart surgery. I trained at Cleveland Clinic in open hearts, and we spent a lot of resources helping people that are reacting to disease try to keep them from dying. But the reality is we need to move medicine into the third era, where we're focusing on what our patients really want. And our patients don't want more medicines, Dr. Tiplitz. They want to have solutions that allow them to thrive moving forward, not get on more and more medicines. There's not one medicine or surgery that creates health in someone's life. They simply react to the symptoms.
So if you'd like to learn more about what Dr. Anderson is got available, and by the way, Anderson is spelled S-E-N, not S-O-N, you can go to his website, habitsofhealth.net, habitsofhealth.net, And is the MetaFast food on that website also?
Yeah, they can. Well, what we do is we don't want to use just the food. The food is just a tool. But yet the answer is if they go to the website, there's an email they can email and say, listen, I want to coach. I'd like to try this. I'd like to get started. We'll find a coach local to them that will free of charge personally coach them. And the neat thing is most of my coaches are people that struggle with their health and their life and are now moving forward and helping others. And so that's the first part. And the other thing, they can get the book and the companion guide if they want to just first get those and start reading them. I think they'll find once they start reading them that they really want to go after it. And I recommend, you know, the best chances of long-term success is when you combine an easy system like the Habits of Health with the support of a health coach. And as a good starting point, you know, I recommend that they consider using through what I've created, Take Shape for Life, where they can get the meal replacements. And we can help them get all those things, Dr.
Great. And again, Dr. Anderson's books are Habit of Health and Living a Longer, Healthier Life. Thank you for being a guest today on Healthy Alternatives.
I enjoyed it. Thank you. And hopefully we'll go out and get America healthy.
Sounds terrific to me.
My guest next week is going to be Roxanne Emmerich. She's CEO of the Emmerich Group. She's author of 7 books. Her latest book is Thank God It's Monday, How to Create a Workplace You and Your Customers Love. It's the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Business Week, and Amazon number one bestseller. We're going to be looking at the notion of creating happiness, fun, joy, excitement in the workplace, and how that's going to affect you from a healthy standpoint as well. It's an exciting look at what you can do, even in this economic environment, to make a major difference in how you feel, how you function at work. You're not going to want to miss this one. This is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you can find out more about me at teplitz.com, or you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.